Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, how homeowners in Donegal have reacted furiously to comments from the former Attorney General that the defective blocks redress scheme would lead to significant abuse from applicants. Paul Gallagher made the remarks in newly published legal advice for the multi-billion euro MICA redress scheme. Sinn Féin is demanding to know why government hasn't pursued those who manufactured bad blocks, despite strong urgings from the former AG to do so. Our reporter Barry Lennon is here now. He's covered this story extensively. What's emerging this evening then?
Legal advice from the former Attorney General Paul Gallagher, dated the 7th of September 2021. Why is that date significant? Because a few weeks later the government would unveil what it termed the biggest redress scheme in the history of the state for thousands of homes crumbling away due to the defective blocks, primarily in counties Donegal and Mayo. Grants of up to €420,000. But homeowners claimed this evening and have claimed that they've been unable to get access to those grants as they still have to pay tens of thousands of euro to get onto that redress scheme. While the scheme also doesn't take into account emerging scientific evidence, as we've covered on this programme as well, that the foundations of homes also need to be replaced so as to ensure houses don't crumble and crack again in a few years' time after being repaired. So 61 homes have been repaired to date under the scheme, but the government insists this figure will, quote, ramp up in the coming months.
And what does the advice say then, Barry?
In a letter to the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, published today by the Ditch website, Paul Gallagher makes 26 recommendations. It's important to avoid the use of terms like compensation or redress, he wrote. The scheme could lead, quote, to significant abuses from homeowners applying. It would be imperative to ensure applicants could avail of the least costly option, Mr. Gallagher states, and he proffered measures to reduce the number of applicants, limit the state's financial exposure, and help ensure claims were kept as low as possible. He also states how it would be necessary that homeowners should understand the reason why this scheme is different to the 100% pyrite redress scheme for homeowners in Dublin a few years prior. He also expressed concern how householders would try to improve their property rather than rebuild them and would seek as much money as possible. Quote, any applicant will pitch his or her claim on the most generous basis that can be credibly advanced. And even with the science pointing to the need for homes to be fully demolished at this point, he expressed desire that rebuilding should be the exception rather than the norm. And Mr. Gallagher also told the minister how homeowners may pressure engineers to recommend that their homes be demolished rather than simply repaired. And this, as I say, this published by the Ditch website earlier today. But as for the reaction to these remarks, well, here's Councillor Ali Farran of the 100% Redress Party in Donegal.
While I'm disappointed and annoyed at the letter, we knew for long enough that this scheme wasn't fit for purpose. We've been saying it for long enough. The only people that are saying that it is a good scheme is government officials and government county councillors who are half to toe the party line. But the dog in the street in Donegal or elsewhere knows this scheme is not a scheme that's very workable. It's difficult to get through. It's so difficult and it's so costly to get through. So we've known for long enough this is not a scheme fit for purpose. And this letter, somebody had to be giving advice to the government. They're only giving a half-baked scheme that only half the people can get on. What he wrote, they exercised it and the government carried it out.
What of the contention from the former Attorney General Paul Gallagher that the scheme would, quote, lead to significant abuses from homeowners applying? What has been the reaction to that in Donegal?
We always have a wee chip on our shoulder, maybe in some ways that we think up here is different. But, you know, we're being treated differently. When we built our houses, we built a good quality house to the present day regulations. It's so annoying that they think the amount of rules and regulations with this scheme that anybody could get over the line with something by hoodwinking them, it's kind of difficult to understand, in my opinion. Sorry.
And that's Councillor Ali Farran of the 100% Redress Party in Donegal. Barry, this correspondence was raised in the Dáil earlier during Leaders' Questions, wasn't it?
Yeah, and this correspondence also outlined several recommendations from Paul Gallagher to Dara O'Brien on how to pursue those who may have manufactured bad blocks or may have supplied defective blocks for homes. And Mr. Gallagher saying that those who may have done so should be pursued urgently. However, the contention from Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty in the Dáil during Leaders' Questions earlier was that the government had ignored this advice, that they hadn't pursued those who may have supplied bad blocks. He raised this matter with the Taoiseach Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin, and afterwards Piers Doherty told me this.
Well, I think this is shocking when you see it in black and white, the Attorney General's advice, which was far from legal advice. It strayed very much into policy advice, and it was clearly advice that the government has taken on in the main, and it was to limit the number of people who could apply to the scheme. And we see that on the ground, the fact that there's only been 61 remediated houses since 2018, the fact that over 1,000 people turned up to a public meeting just months ago and in a show on 500 in Mayo, just tells you very clearly the scheme isn't working. And now we see from the Attorney General's advice, that was, in my view, what it was designed to be. It was designed to limit the exposure to the state, limit the number of people who could apply. Clear suggestions that any improvement to the scheme will increase the number of applications. And what I think is missing in this documentation and this advice that was given to the Department of Housing is any kind of understanding that who we're talking about here are victims of a crisis, and many people who are seriously suffering through stress, anxiety and mental health as a result of this. But this is completely absent from the Attorney General's advice. Indeed, he goes further and calls in to question the expertise in relation to the engineers that are signing off for demolition. I think there's serious answers that need to be given by the government, including why they didn't follow one part of his advice, and that was to pursue the wrongdoers through legal action.
The Taoiseach rejected your allegations earlier of cost limiting in the scheme, pointing that the estimated costs of it overall run to €2.3 billion, which many people would say is a not insignificant figure.
You can put out whatever figure. If people can't access the scheme, that money will not be drawn down. Like, we have examples over and over again of people to access this scheme, they will have to find €60,000 to €70,000. That's not possible for many, many families. But the Taoiseach didn't answer the question I put to him twice today. I asked him clearly. The Attorney General said twice, he said that there's an urgency to employ local solicitors, that there's an urgency to this matter because we should not be statute barred. He went on to reference one of the main quarries that were involved in Donegal and named them as a wrongdoer, and said that legal action can be taken even if companies go into liquidation. But 3 years on, we still don't have a government that is willing even to employ a senior counsel to look at this issue. And that speaks to the priorities of this government. On one hand, they accept the recommendations that limit the scheme to homeowners, to families, to people that are under pressure. But on the other hand, they reject the Attorney General's strong view that the wrongdoers should be pursued through the courts. And they've done nothing over the last 3 years to do that. And the Taoiseach would not answer that question, would not answer that question today. Why have they not taken the Attorney General's advice on that issue? And that is because I think they have no answer for that.
And that's Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin. Barry Lenehan is still with me. What happens next year?
Yeah, well, in spite of claims of inaction there by Piers Doherty, several parties are being pursued through the courts at the moment. Coleman Legal, on behalf of a group of defective blocks homeowners, last month successfully applied to proceedings against the Minister for Housing and the Irish State, admitted to the Commercial Division of the High Court over this controversy. Well, as we've covered on this programme before, over 2,500 homeowners affected by defective concrete homes are currently part of a multi-party group litigation in the High Court against Donegal County Council, the National Standards Authority of Ireland and Cassidy Brothers in Buncrana. Cassidy's, for their part, have always said that they've adhered to all relevant national standards in relation to the manufacturing of concrete blocks. So see what happens there. In relation to the next steps on this letter, well, the MICA Action Group says that perhaps questions should be answered at the Oireachtas Housing Committee, and the spokesperson of that group is Lisa Hone.
it really confirms what the homeowners have felt for a long time now, that government is being completely duplicitous. On one hand, they are selling a story to the country that they are acting to help homeowners, while at the same time, they are really trying to hinder, deter and exclude. It is patently clear they do not want people to apply to this scheme.
What happens now? What might be the Mike Gaksha Group's next steps here after what has emerged in this correspondence?
Well, obviously, I think the former Attorney General should be made to account for his remarks. And I also think that those who were in communication and were fully aware of the remarks at that time should account for the decisions afterwards, because maybe not all the comments have been taken on board, but the scheme that we have now, which really seems to be structured to hinder, deter and exclude, seems to have taken on a huge portion of the thinking of the Attorney General at the time.
How should he account for the remarks in this letter? How should the advice be explained? Are you maybe looking at a hearing of the Oireachtas Housing Committee or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it has to be a public forum. We don't want anything behind closed doors. Absolutely, in front of something like the Oireachtas Housing Committee or another appropriate forum. And quite frankly, there has to be a public inquiry. The reason why homeowners are in the situation right now is because government failed to regulate the concrete industry. And again, all we're campaigning for is justice. We don't want anything more, anything less. We just want our homes back that we have bought and paid for.
And that's Lisa Hone of the MICA Action Group, ending Barry Lenehan's report.